the ancient world, I mean pre-Christian world, and I can say the whole non-Christian world in the modern era, in the Christian era, when we pronounce the word the truth, we mean to say a certain arithmetic equality. Two by two is four. Yeah, it's the great truth. Or this event did take place, this one did not take place, and it never ever was proved. By the truth, people understood what we call, what the mathematicians call the law of equality. One is equal to another one. It means that it is true. The statement is true. Jesus Christ was telling a different thing. The truth is not the law of equality. The truth is something which really exists, which has existence, which is the gist, the main idea of our human existence, and the whole being, the whole human being, what does exist. In the life story of one of the martyrs named Timurti, we can read very interesting words. During the questioning processes and tortures, he was telling the judge, all the earthly things, all the human existence is what seems but does not really exist. It seems to exist, but it disappears. It disappears even for a human being when he dies, when he passes away. It seems, but it doesn't exist. But what we aspire for, I mean the eternal life, is what seems not to exist, but it does exist. But it does exist. So it's written in the Slavonic language, but the language is clear. What is the truth? The truth is what exists, but it does not disappear. This world is coming. So it's coming, but it will disappear. It's like the soap ball. It can disappear instantly. It's a fiction. It's a lie and nothing more. Though, what is the true? The true is what exists. What exists, really? God exists. God is eternal. It's the eternal life. The life of godly heaven. So, there, life does not come. It exists forever. All the rest we can see here, we can behold here, earthly things, come and pass away. It disappears. It changes. You remember Heraclitus saying, one of the most ancient and foremost philosopher of the ancient Greece, it was the 7th century BC. You cannot come into the same river twice because water flows away, because there is different water, not the water which existed before. All the earthly things tend to come and go. It does not exist. That's what I was telling you. What do we believe in? We believe in the truth. What is the truth? The truth is what exists. So what the poet said, so nothing is not eternal under the moon. Is it the truth? No, it's not the truth. Some fancies are flying away to and fro, but the truth is what really exists. So the Christianity states this fact. That's why Jesus Christ told about himself that I am the truth. So it turns out that the truth is the being, is Him is God, but not 2 by 2 is 4, as we think about this. Poor people.